This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu escalated his pledge to invade the southern Gaza city of Rafah, declaring there is a date. Netanyahu has repeatedly said Israel must send ground forces into Rafah, saying it is Hamas's last stronghold in Gaza. But the international community, including the U.S., opposes the operation, saying roughly 1.4 million civilians seeking shelter there will be in danger. Israel has insisted it has a plan to protect the civilians. In a video statement Monday, Netanyahu said the Rafah operation is essential to victory. Meanwhile, a White House national security spokesman John Kirby said on Monday the U.S. position on a Rafah ground offensive has not changed.
We have consistently made clear that we don't support a major ground operation in Rafah. I would also add that we don't see any signs that such a major ground operation is imminent.
Separately, stunned Palestinians in Gaza's Khan Yunis are finding their home city unrecognizable as they filter in to salvage what they can from the vast destruction left by Israeli troops. The troops withdrew from Khan Yunis on Sunday after months of fighting and bombardment with thousands of buildings destroyed or damaged. Families are trying to find their homes along streets bulldozed down to the dirt, surrounded by landscapes of rubble and debris that were once blocks of apartments and businesses. The scenes underscore what has been one of the world's most destructive and lethal military assaults in recent decades, leaving most of the tiny coastal territory unlivable for its 2.3 million people. You'll find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iran's foreign minister has accused the United States of giving Israel the green light for a strike on its consulate building in Syria that killed seven Iranian military officials, including generals. The reiterated Tehran's vows that it will respond to that attack widely blamed on Israel that appeared to signify an escalation of Israel's targeting of military officials from Iran, which supports militant groups fighting Israel in Gaza and along its border with Lebanon. The attack that killed the General Mohammad Reza Zahedi, a senior military official in the Iranian Revolutionary Guard's Quds Force, and worsened fears of the war spiraling into the rest of the Middle East. The Biden administration has insisted that it had no advance knowledge of that airstrike. Ethnic guerrillas in Myanmar look set to seize an important town on the Thai border from military.
Guerrilla fighters from Myanmar's Karen ethnic minority are claiming to be close to seizing control of a major trading town bordering Thailand. Soldiers and civil servants loyal to the military government appear to be preparing to abandon their positions. A spokesperson and members of the Karen National Union say their occupation of Mayawadi appears imminent after the guerrillas seized or besieged army outposts on the town's outskirts. Mayawadi is Myanmar's most active trading post with Thailand, and its fall would be the latest in a series of shock defeats recently suffered by the army. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports on another month of record heat.
You may have had some cold days last month, but for Earth as a whole, March was the hottest March on record. Data from the European Climate Agency, Copernicus, shows temperatures averaged 14.14 degrees Celsius worldwide, topping the previous record from 2016 by a tenth of a degree. Compared with the late 1800s, before the burning of fossil fuels began scaling up, it was warmer by 1.68 degrees. And March was the 10th month in a row to set a heat record. Climate scientists attribute most of that to human-caused climate change, from carbon dioxide and methane emissions produced by the burning of coal, oil, and natural gas. I'm Ben Thomas.
The Vatican has declared that gender-affirming surgeries and surrogacy are grave violations of human dignity. A new document from the Doctrine Office puts them on par with abortion and euthanasia as practices that violate God's plan for human life. In its most eagerly anticipated section, the Vatican flat-out rejected gender theory, or the idea that one's gender can be changed. It said God created man and woman as biologically different, separate beings, and said people must not tinker with that plan or try to make oneself God. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.